Welcome back, my Unstoppables. You're tuning into episode 3 of the Success Lab with Dr. Linda Barnes. Today, we're focusing on one of the most essential aspects of any success journey, navigating the challenges, turning obstacles into stepping stones. So grab a cup of your favorite drink and get ready for an enlightening conversation.
Welcome to the Success Lab with Dr. Linda Barnes. As the success doctor has journeyed through adversity, conquered chronic illnesses, and built successful businesses in diverse industries, and now she's here to empower you, the unstoppable woman. In this podcast, we dive deep into total health, business growth, and how to foster a resilient mindset that can weather any storm. With insights from industry experts, personal stories of resilience, and a healthy dose of inspiration, we're here to ignite your inner fire. So grab a cup of your favorite drink and join me inside the Success Lab. Let's get started.
In our last episode, we explored the neuroscience of success and the importance of mastering your mindset. However, even with the most positive mindset, we're bound to face obstacles. It's not about avoiding these challenges. It's about learning to navigate them and use them as a stepping stone to greater success. You might be wondering, how do we do that? Well, today we'll be unpacking the strategies and practical steps to turn adversity into an advantage. And trust me, this is not just theory. I'll be sharing some real life examples and personal stories to illustrate these strategies. So let's get started with one of my personal experiences. In 2010, I embarked on my journey to make a major impact. I started a case management agency. The business was picking up, but then in 2012, there was a shift in how I could provide services to my clients and community. It seemed like everything we had built was falling apart. Clients were complaining about not being able to continue care due to insurance issues. Our income was now shifting to having to be credentialed to accept medical insurance groups, and we had to act fast. I literally had just opened a second location. We were faced with a critical decision. Should we give up and close our doors, or should we persist and try to keep our business going? So we decided to keep going, learning as much as we could about getting credentialed, budgeting, marketing, client relations, and client retention during these difficult times. Through perseverance and hard work, we slowly built our business back. This hardship taught us the true meaning of resilience, a trait we believe is indispensable on the path to success. Y'all, that was quite a journey, right? But what's more important is how this experience shaped my perception of challenges and adversity. I realized that obstacles can be an opportunity for growth if approached with the right mindset. So let's dive deeper into how you can turn your obstacles into stepping stones. 1, I embrace challenges. Instead of being intimidated, I welcome the challenge as a chance to learn and grow. You should too. You see, speaking to a group was a challenge for me, especially in the beginning during the initial stages of being a counselor and an employer of my own business with contracted employees. I was so unsure about speaking, but I had to do it for my clients, training my employees, and networking. Instead of shying away, I embraced this challenge. I attended workshops, I learned from my speaking mentor, the one and only Les Brown, and gradually, I improved my public speaking skills, transforming my weakness into a strength. 2, I adjusted my perception. Every setback is a setup for a comeback. It's all about your perception. Now, let me get into this story. I lost the case management part of my mental health practice. As you know, I spent a lot of time and money developing my mental health practice that became a full mental health hospital that ultimately I ended up closing. It took me a while, but instead of seeing this as a failure, I took it as a learning opportunity. I adjusted my approach to life, relationships, and business, and I used it to improve my future relationships and businesses. 3, I seek help when I need it. It's okay to ask for help. You need to connect with mentors, join a community, or hire a coach. When talking about seeking help, I have so many instances where I seeked help in my life and for my business. Before starting my full-time entrepreneurial journey, I actually needed help with forgiveness as a survivor of childhood sexual abuse and being a survivor of domestic violence. I needed to forgive those that have wronged me in any way. So I went into therapy. It actually gave me clarity into what I wanted to pursue and the business I wanted to start, hence why I specialized in working with women and children who were survivors of sexual abuse and domestic violence. When it comes to my business, I seek help all the time. I have coaches and mentors for various issues that may come up in my business. I'm always a part of a community or group that help me in my business with accountability and support. Just like when I needed help with speaking in public, I invested in Les Brown for him to become my mentor. Having a coach, consultant, or business mentor would provide invaluable guidance. Ultimately, it helps you to make decisions that significantly benefit your business in the end. 4. I keep going. Persistence is key. Success is not about speed, it's about endurance. As for persistence, I suffer from various chronic illnesses, some that are disabling, but I refuse to give up or stop pursuing my goals and dreams of creating one of the most notable coaching and mentoring programs. Instead of giving up, I kept going. I reworked my business and marketing strategies. I improved my offerings of products and services and eventually started gaining clients again after my break. Now, isn't that empowering? I believe every challenge carries a lesson, and these lessons pave the path to success. But remember, you're not alone on this journey. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to give you a glimpse into our next discussion. Episode 4, Harnessing the Power of Community, Building a Success Network. We will explore the power of networking, building relationships, and fostering a community that uplifts you and your business. As always, remember to download this episode, share it with your colleagues and friends, and leave a review. Until next time, this is Dr. Linda Barnes saying, keep going, keep growing, keep glowing. Stay unstoppable.
And that brings us to the end of another enlightening episode of the Success Lab with your host, Dr. Linda Barnes. Remember, the secret to being unstoppable lies within you, in your unwavering resilience, your burning passion, and your mighty undiscovered strength. Don't forget to join the Success Mob community, where we lift each other higher and keep the spirit of unstoppable success burning. And if you're ready to take your business growth to the next level, check out our courses at the Success Mob University. Until next time, remember, you have the power to create unstoppable success.